Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful, here with a name you know. Ethan Page, we were just talking about the first time we did an interview was over 3 years ago, which leads me to the question, what's up with your Twitter conduct, man?
Oh, jeez.
What's going on with your Twitter, dude? You got some saucy stuff out there.
Know, I already approved this question, okay?
Some pretty bold opinions on Twitter.
Yeah, I took a hard turn, and I just decided, you know what? I've stayed quiet long enough. Honestly, when my Twitter got hacked, this is exactly what happened. This is the same story I told in the locker room the first week back after that giant debacle. I was literally sitting and eating lunch, and I actually posted a photo. I had arepas. They're delicious. My wife made them. They were filled with cheese. So good, playing with my son. And I'm going through this whole process, and my phone starts ringing, and they're all unknown numbers. So I pick it up because I think maybe it's a promoter, a toy store for a vlog or something. Yeah. Cool. I answer. Nothing. Okay, hang up. Second later, different number, same thing. Don't know who it is. Whatever. I'm an idiot. I'll pick it up. Is this Ethan Page? Huh? They giggle. Hang up. Okay. New number. I answer again. After this, I'm just like, okay, what's going on? Then my friends start texting me, and they're like, hey, bro, did you get hacked? Now, yes. The fact that you had to ask, we're not friends anymore. The people that text me, hey, bro, you've been hacked, we're closer friends now. And thank you, by the way, for telling everyone that it wasn't me. My biggest fear was not losing 100,000 followers or my account. My fear was that people actually thought that those were my thoughts, yes, and that was me tweeting. So I had a lot of Chris Hero, Colt Cabana, Nyla Rose, Dan House, and Smart Mark Sterling all went to bat for me. I'll thank them a million times over because they saved me.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
That was wild.
Like, sorry about the long rant.
The thing is, there was some really ridiculous stuff. Then there was some wholesome stuff. It was very confusing.
Okay, so if you're watching this, Hacker, now you know what it feels like.
You're watching this, Sammy Callahan.
Yeah.
You, for some reason, look who it is.
Hi.
It was her.
Hi. She hacked his
Twitter. Hey, if you've never seen Allison K dress up as Eddie Kingston, go to Instagram right now and look it up. It's great.
But yeah, Sammy Callahan, with all
your
hacking.
Way to hack me, bro.
We know.
He
kept your info since you left Impact, and it was a long play.
Yeah, it was a long play because I changed my number since moving to Impact, so somehow he got it and then tweeted it to the world, which was not fun. The best part was that my wife and I are calling our cell phone provider, which I'll never tell now because I'm so worried about everything now. And they started laughing. They're like, wait, that actually happened? And my wife's like, yeah, 100,000 people know his phone number now. Could you change it? And the lady said, that's kind of cool. I'm like, it's not cool at all. We need to get this fixed. And she did. She was very sweet. They helped us great. But, yeah.
I was shocked. I had your number from an interview that we did. And I was like, surely this is just some weird hotline or something. And I looked and I go, oh.
And here's Sean looking for the scoop. What's your new number?
What's your new number?
Dude, that was wild. But
Ethan Page played by Hacker.
That was my first tweet was, hey, it's still the Hacker. And people were screenshotting it and sending it to me like, he's back. I'm like, it's me.
Well, that's the thing. Because they said, saw nudes of Julian, yeah, hard eyes.
Come on.
I was like, but the thing is, like that, I'm not, I don't know what you do or don't
not
do with,
that.
With your wife on Twitter.
Not
I don't know why
that.
You do that on DMs.
No.
But like, I was like, damn, man, did they find like some like early Ethan Page nudes? Are they about to leak this stuff? Is this about to happen?
No, they're not floating around. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that happened.
It happened. We got it sorted. AEW actually has a team that helped me out, and I can't thank them enough. They took it all in their hands.
Oh,
I didn't have
look
to
do it. Look who it is.
Hey, we were just talking
here.
About you.
Get over here. He got hacked.
It's the hacker.
It's the hacker.
You hacked my Twitter, bro.
I knew it was you. What are the odds?
Yeah, right? That was weird.
This is like when I was talking to Eric Bischoff about Sting not being tan enough at Starrcade, and Sting strolls by. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, no. So, yeah, you had a very, very interesting time.
Yeah, it was adventurous. It's over, though, thank goodness. I'm back on Twitter, back to entertain the masses and annoy them with my vlogs.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know what? I had somebody come up, and they didn't say, know you from Fightful, know you from Quizlemania. They were like, loved you on the toy vlog. And I said...
Which is a great one, toy
vlog. I
vomit.
Said, well, first off, Julian, you're welcome for the 100,000 views.
It's actually at 200.
200,000.
So you can take 100 credit. I'll take 100 credit.
What you should have done, instead of putting Danhausen in the thumbnail, just paste my head over his. It would have got 300,000.
Triple
300,000. But, Toy Vomit was here at WrestleCade today. And, I mean, things like that. I was depressed during the pandemic.
Yes.
And I found figure collecting.
Yep.
I wanted to familiarize myself with stuff that I used and did when I was happy.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. And that was such a big thing.
I have learned there are so many drugs in the world, right? And they give you a certain feel.
He's done all of them.
That's how I know this is factual. The best drug on earth is nostalgia.
Yes.
And toys give you that, so yeah.
Buddy, this year for me, Beavis and Butthead back.
Yep.
Great. The series is great. The movie was eh. The new series is amazing. Shredder's Revenge, the sequel to my favorite game ever, like 30 years later.
Such a good game, too, by the way. Great game.
They could have rested on their laurels and just not done anything.
Nope.
And they're like, no, this is going to be way better.
They crush, and I heard they're going to have some downloadable content coming, too, which I'm very happy about.
How could
about.
They not?
I know.
How could they not?
Great game.
I mean, here's the thing with me. They ran through every villain immediately, but I'm like, bring some of the toys. Give me some pizza monsters.
Why not?
Get the Battletoads in there for all I care.
Yes.
Like, I just want to see that. But nostalgia is, like, such a big thing. And I'll start collecting things for different reasons. Like, I collected BCAs because they're ugly as sin.
Yes. Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, and I collect ECW figures because they're beautiful.
Yeah, great
they're
figures.
Really good looking. Look, who's behind it.
Oh, listen. We're talking toys.
We're talking toys. Get
we're
over
talking
here.
Toys.
Shoot on back here.
It's not an interruption.
Yeah, that stopped you
I'm
in the past.
I'm tagging you
right?
in.
That stopped you in the past. He also put you over for letting him know that he was hacked.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Is that the siren? My God. Scott Steiner just walked in here. Scott Steiner just walked in here. So what? You collect figures?
Who is this guy? Who do I collect? Who?
What's your favorite figure?
What's your favorite figure?
Mine.
Oh, no. Okay. You better say that Monster High figure.
It is. It's the Lady Gaga Monster High collab, and it was a grail item, and I found it exclusively on Ego's vlog.
There you go. Look
Toy
at that.
Hat.
Look at that.
And not only that, Nyla was not one of the people that texted me, I think you've been hacked. Nyla texted me, you have been hacked. So thank you for being a real friend.
You have been hacked.
Yeah.
I was telling him, I was like, man, it was a real roller coaster because some of those were really brutal, and then there were some that were weirdly wholesome. And I'm like, what's up? What's up with this? What's up with this hacker?
It's hard to follow because like the first couple that I saw were like, is this a thing? And then I saw someone like, oh no,
this guy's been hanging out with Dan Lambert a lot.
Definitely not a thing.
Oh. I'm glad it's over. That's all I'm going
to
say.
What do you want the headline of this to be? This interview, this article right now. Listen, I asked this question.
Ethan Page has tried all the drugs.
I crashed another one. I'll ask you this right now. You have no idea what we're talking about. What should the headline of this interview be?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sorry to interrupt you. I once asked this to Hornswoggle and he looked directly at Ethan Page and he goes, Ethan Page will never make it in the wrestling business.
Yeah. Hey, Hornswoggle, never open a dirt sheet because you're definitely wrong.
Yeah, never open a dirt sheet is actually a very good title for this.
Sorry.
I would love that to be the title. I think that would be great for you. I think that would be great for you.
I don't think that would be very good for me at all.
I think it's a great idea.
Listen, I'm just going to need you guys to maybe fight some people here.
All right.
While my cameras are rolling, not me.
Wait, where are you going? Are you going to fight somebody?
You going to fight somebody.
I like to fight.
Good luck. Whoever has to fight Nyla, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've got Scorpio Sky here. I might as well ask some questions. What were your thoughts when Ethan Page got hacked on Twitter?
Oh, this would be great.
Man, so I found out late because I'm not on Twitter. And so, like, one of the wrestlers from AEW messaged me about it. And I was like, I had to message him.
Yeah.
And then we had this whole debate on because he got, like, a new number. We're like, is this a new number? Or is this the hacker's number? Like,
dude,
it was a whole thing.
It's and still happening.
Like, I'm going to FaceTime him, which is going to be weird because I never FaceTime him. But we didn't do it. Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm glad it's all worked out.
So I'm going to cut this story completely out.
Wow. On Thanksgiving?
Yes. Listen, do you have two-factor on your Twitter?
Yes, I had two-factor.
Why were you giving it the code then?
I literally don't want to say how they did it because I don't want
sure,
it to happen.
This will be out too.
Yeah. But
this is released years down the line. This part will be out.
I'll tell you after. But I had two-factor on.
Okay.
Yeah.
My God.
I'm going to dip now. I'm sorry.
No.
Hey, it's good to see you. No, this is good.
Yeah.
I like this. This is the thumbnail right here.
Okay.
This
Let
is
me
the
smile
thumbnail.
For the thumbnail.
Right there.
All right.
There we go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sky.
So you've been in AEW. Word is that you re-upped with them pretty early.
Sure.
So things seem like they're going pretty swell for
Yeah,
you.
They're going good. I couldn't be happier with AEW, especially on screen recently.
Yes.
Like to have the run through that entire tournament. It was like a we're going to give this guy the ball moment for me, and it was nice to actually be able to, what I feel, do something with it.
Yes. And yeah. I mean – when I spoke to you, and more footage that also never saw the light of day.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that.
You bet on yourself.
Yep.
And when you left Impact Wrestling, you're like, listen, I'm not going to burn any bridges, but I want to bet on myself.
Yep.
And I want to make sure that I at least try for what it is that I believe I can do. And you've done that.
Yeah. And it was scary. Like, I was very nervous. And it was during the pandemic, too. So, like, so much uncertainty. And Yeah, I mean, it all worked out in the end, and now we're almost to 2 years in.
Yes.
And I couldn't be happier. I know I made the right choice, and I think sky's the limit, too. Like, with the freedoms that they give us as performers to kind of create our own characters and presence and style, and the fact that I can differentiate myself from everyone else on the show, and no one is telling me, like, no, be more like this guy, or do it more like this. It's very much... Well, whatever Ethan Page brings to the table is what he brings to the table, and if it's good, we're going to put it on TV, and if it's not, we won't.
I'm going to need you to rate MJF's high school football highlights for me.
Well, first of all, it was set to Hulk Hogan's theme song. I've seen the video. He showed it to me.
I watched it. It was an amazing interview.
Yeah. I am a real American. I'm going to give it, and I say it genuinely, a 9 out of 10.
Really?
So...
You know he edited it himself, for sure. He put it together himself.
No, he didn't. He's rich. Really? He didn't edit any. He's never edited anything himself.
I feel like he'd want full creative control over that.
Maybe the song. I sure.
He just laid the song over
creative,
top of it.
Creative control, sure. But the like to do effort and work, there's no chance. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 because he tackled the crap out of the dudes. And, yeah, I mean, the theme song is so ignorant.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So one day we will have like the Snyder's cut of our interviews together.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
We're going to have the Snyder's cut. Yeah. We're going to sell it to whatever platform is paying us the most at that point.
Yeah.
When we're too old to care about anybody getting mad at us.
Sure.
Or calling the cops on us.
Which, hey, it won't be long for me. Once I hit 40, 42.
Well, you have said that like you'd like to stay involved in wrestling like till you die.
Yeah, but on
hopefully it's not soon.
On screen, no.
Okay.
But in wrestling, yes. Yeah.
You're not going to do the, who is it? Not Bob Armstrong, the guy in Impact who walks the ropes.
It's Mike.
Action Jackson.
Yeah, Action Jackson.
Action
yeah.
Jackson. You ain't doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Mike Jackson. No.
Damn.
No, I'm sorry to the viewers. Anyone that enjoys my in-ring work, it's not a lot of you, but the ones that do, it's not going to happen for a very long time. Enjoy it while it's here.
So after wrestling, could you see yourself doing commentary, doing production?
I'm trying to do every – like I've been pushing more to do more commentary with AEW.
You did produce in the past too.
I have. I produced one match.
Okay.
It was very much a happenstance, kind of fell in my lap thing, but I loved every second of it. I loved having the headset on.
Omega Okada.
How did you know?
Kenny, after our last interview, he's like, I got to give all the credit to Ethan Page. I got to do it. And then he buried Will Ospreay.
Yeah. Oh, hey, okay, sure. For real, though, I love being able to, like, help guys piece a match together and be able to toss ideas around and to see them get excited for stuff that was being pitched. It's like, oh, it's good. Like, I always want my own stuff to be good, but yes. I want AEW to do well, so... I'm going to give my best effort if I'm ever asked to help someone put a match together or produce. So, yeah.
Well, you put together a lot of your own stuff. The vlogs are just incredible.
Thank you.
They've helped so many people. They've exposed you to a new audience.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's got to feel good when somebody tells you, this helped me through this.
Dude, so on a personal level, for someone to say I inspired them or motivated them or helped them through a tough time, especially during the pandemic, it means the world to me. Mm-hmm. My favorite comments, though, are, I had no idea you were a wrestler.
That's great.
I found AEW because I watched the toy videos. Those are literally my favorites because my least favorite thing is, there's no such thing as casual fans anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, there is. For 100% is.
Uh-oh.
We're going to ignore that. I'm in the middle of an interview. Yeah, that was super rude. But, yeah. I lost my train of thought. I got so angry.
People didn't know you were a wrestler.
Yes, they didn't know I was a wrestler. They catch the Toy Hunt vlogs, and I'm bringing them in from a completely different world. So I'm drawing a different audience than just people that already watch wrestling, which makes me very happy.
Well, tell the people where they can find you there, where they can find you on Twitter.
Just search Ethan Page on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter. It'll pop up.
And your phone number is?
My old one's probably still on Twitter.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Thanks, man.
NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually this is a desktop, what am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there,
all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.